Okay. What type of sting insects are there around?
Sting, wasps mostly, bees, mm-hmm. Hornets, mm-hmm. bumblebees. Well, ants, but they don't fly. Yeah, ants are stingy. Mm-hmm.
Are there some kind of building nests in the ground?
Building nests in the ground?
Yeah.
An insect or a
sting? Sting insect.
Well, I can't think of it. This is an ant.
It's got a black and yellow body.
Oh, well, not a bumblebee. A bumblebee wouldn't be in the ground with it. No, just like a regular wasp would get there. Up under E's and N things, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They're just like a regular wasp. And they will sting.
You ever had any problems with them?
Oh, yeah. We've had them. I've had problems around here in my trailer with them.
Uh-huh. What did they do?
Well, you know, they'll start flapping with their wings when you get real close to them.
Mm-hmm.
And if you start messing with them, they'll dive after you.
Oh, really? They go after you?
Yeah. Unless you've got something swallowing or some kind of protective clothing on.
Mm-hmm. What is it we call those then?
Yellow jackets.
Okay. Okay, if you mentioned wasps. Okay, if you have one of them, you have a
wasp.
Okay. You ever run into those little bugs that burrow under your skin, make you itch?
Red bird?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You go hunting or something down in the swamp or something, you usually get them down in the woods.
Mm-hmm. Is there any way to stop them or, you know, get rid of them once you got them?
Alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
You rub an alcohol on them. You usually get rid of them.
Yeah.
About the only way that I've ever done it.
Mm-hmm. You ever get into a bunch of them?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it don't feel so good.
I guess they put the bite to you.
Yeah. Yeah, strike yourself raw.
Okay, what kind of insects is it that hop along in the grass in the summertime?
Grasshopper?
Mm-hmm.
Hoppergrass.
Okay. Now, did you call them both, or what?
Sometimes. Mostly grasshopper.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What other bait do you use for around this area?
For fishing?
Yeah.
Crickets.
Uh-huh.
Crickets and worms mostly, for bream or something like that.
Yeah. How about, do you use little tiny fish?
Yeah, minnows.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, what would you find, say, stretch across the corner of a room that hasn't been cleaned? What would you sometimes find?
The spider web.
Okay. Uh-huh. Now, do you find those inside and outside, or what?
Sometimes under eaves of houses and inside too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. What part of the tree is it that's underneath the ground?
The roots.
Okay. Do you know anybody around here that collects them for anything? Different roots or something?
No. Some type of roots you can eat, isn't it? Unless somebody used for a piece like a cypress stump or something like that, or petrified wood or something.
Mm-hmm.